Here comes the king of the Medes.
Do you think that we are moving toward war with Iran?
Yes, I do.
Jeremiah 51:11. Sharpen the arrows, take up the shield. The Lord has stirred up the king of the Medes, Persia. The Lord has stirred up the king of the Medes because his purpose is to destroy Mystery Babylon. As was before, shall be again. The Old Testament is a shadow of what's to come, or the Old Testament is a shadow of the New Testament. It says that the Lord has stirred up the king of the Medes to destroy Babylon, to destroy Mystery Babylon. The Lord will take vengeance for his temple. Funny how Iraq and Iran, my entire life has been painted as the villains by America. My whole life, Iraq and Iran have been told to me and to the rest of the world, or the Western world that we happen to live in, that they are the enemy. However, the scripture tells us that the king of the Medes will destroy Mystery Babylon. I'm sorry, the king of the Medes will destroy Babylon. That's what the scripture says. Babylon, or Mystery Babylon, is owned and operated by Satan. So could it be possible that right has been wrong and wrong has been right? Either way, here comes the king of the Medes.
That American policymakers have left American citizens in these countries in order to be killed so they can justify killing more American citizens in a broader war against a very well-armed country, Iran.
Either way, here comes the king of the Medes. Isaiah 13:17, behold, I will stir up against them the Medes. Here he goes again. Who have no regard for silver and no desire for gold. The Middle East has much silver and much gold. Unlike America, who always goes to war for money. Unlike America, who always bombs and destroys and kills other countries for their natural resources, or for their oil, or for their silver, or for their diamonds. But God says, oh Lord, help me preach this thing. But God says that the Medes have no regard for silver and no regard for gold. Oh Lord, look what it continues, says Isaiah 13:17-18. Their bows will dash young men to pieces. They will have no mercy on the fruit of the womb. They will not look with pity on the children. And why would they look on the children with pity after they have watched 75 years or 70 plus years of Mystery Babylon killing their kinsmen, the Palestinians, right? Why would they have any mercy on them after every time I turn around, America is bombing some country in the Middle East, whether it's Syria, whether it's Yemen, whether it's Libya, Mubarak. Every time I turn around, Iraq to smithereens. Every time I turn, I'm just telling you from my own personal life, from how long I've been alive. Every time I turn around, they bombing one of their countries. For Lord forbid, if they was to ever somehow get up in power, or if they was ever to somehow have some type of strength, or have some type of way where they were, you know what I mean, where the weak became strong, if they were somehow, if God was to give them some kind of favor, Lord forbid, I can't see them having no mercy when nobody else had mercy on them. But either way, the scripture has prophesied without question that here comes the king of the Medes.
You referred to what a war with Iran would do to the United States. And I don't know that a lot of people in this country fully understand what Iran is as a nation state. It's not Afghanistan. What do you think the immediate and then longer term effects of a war with Iran would be on the United States?
I didn't have to say it. You see it in the news. I can't believe that people actually think that those who control Israel were out to make war with Palestine. They were never trying to make war with Palestine. They don't care about the Palestinians. I told this lady the other day that Israel fighting the Palestine is like a boot fighting ants. They can just smash them. They never cared to fight them. This was always to go to war with Iran. Go back and look at the videos of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu 20 years ago saying he wanted to go to war with Iran.
You'd like to see a regime change, at least I would, in Iran, just as I would like to see in Iraq. The question now is a practical question. What is the best place to proceed? It's not a question of whether Iraq's regime should be taken out, but when should it be taken out? It's not a question of whether you'd like to see a regime change in Iran, but how to achieve it.
This war was always, always about going to war with Iran, and I cannot believe that most of the world cannot see this. America and the cabal, Mystery Babylon, the beast. America's the beast. Mystery Babylon is the people that I'm not going to mention, but they have been forever, them and their cabal that control them, been salivating at going to war with Iran since I've been alive. When we went to war with Iraq, they really wanted to go to war with Iran. I will put videos in to prove it. I remember it like it was yesterday. I can't believe no one sees this. This has always been about going to war with Iran, and it's only because the Bible prophesies that the king of the Medes will destroy them. Jeremiah 51 and 11 through 12, sharpen the arrow, feel the quivers. The Lord has aroused the spirit of the king of the Medes.
There's something bigger, it seems to me. I have no evidence, but just watching, there's like a spirit of insanity or delusion that's descended on Washington.
The Lord has aroused the spirit of the king of the Medes because his plan is aimed at Babylon to destroy her. What is going on here? For it is the vengeance of the Lord, vengeance for his temple. Raise a banner against the walls of Babylon. Post the guard. Station the watchmen, prepare an ambush. Ain't that, that's what they said happened on October 7th. There was an ambush. Well, ain't gonna be nothing like this ambush that the Bible is prophesying that's coming. Here comes the king of the Medes. Here comes the king of the Medes. I don't even have to go into detail how this is about to go down. Because if you can't see it already, you already sleep. I ain't even gotta go into detail. I mean, you got them bombing Syria, Yemen. I mean, it's only a matter of time for Turkey get involved. And then they are all allied with Russia. It's all, you can see exactly how this is about to play out. Here comes the king of the Medes.
So if Persia is Iran and Iran is Persia, you see, for the majority of its history, the place that is today called Iran was called, in most places, Persia.
Here comes the king of the Medes. Real quick. Could right be wrong? And wrong be right? Could what we've been have been told our whole lives right have been wrong? And could wrong be right? It's funny because if you think about it, people in America claim to be against abortions, and they claim to be against abortions because they say it's ungodly, because God is against abortions, which God is against abortion. God is against murder. Thou shalt not murder. Don't kill your kids. I'm an aborted in a womb. You killing your kid. God is against that. It's just the truth. But they claim to be against it because it's ungodly. However, in America, abortions are allowed, and abortions are allowed in all of the Western cultural European societies, in the Western societies, period. But in Persia, in media, to this day, abortions are outlawed, right? So one side is doing exactly what Satan would allow you to do by saying, yeah, go ahead, kill your kids, right? Kill the firstborn child. Where the other side is completely against it and outlawing it and is completely forbidden. Check this out. People claim that in America and the Western world, they're starting to wake up that the big banks, which they are, the Federal Reserve and the International Monetary Fund, are the cause for so much chaos in America. They're cause for so much chaos in Britain. They have caused housing market crashes. They have caused famines and inflation. These are the big banks, right? The International Monetary Fund and the Federal Reserve, which charge much interest. Hitler made this exact same claim, which why he outlawed interest in Germany. I could put the videos in. I got evidence, but I won't go there. But he outlawed interest in Germany. This is the first thing he did when he came to power. Until this day, the German society is still eating off of the money that was made during the time of Hitler because he outlawed interest. But I'm going on a tangent real quick. Hold on real quick. The Bible is also, God's laws also says that charging someone interest is a sin. Matter of fact, Deuteronomy 23 and 19 says, do not charge interest, whether on money or food or anything else that may earn interest. But in the Western societies of the world today, we have high interest on everything. They charge interest on everything. Interest on top of interest. I remember when Obama was president, was running for president, he said he was going to outlaw that. Of course, he didn't. But interest on top of interest in all the Western societies, which should be illegal. But in Persia, who they tell us is Satan, who they tell us is the devil, but in Persia today, in media, today, interest is outlaw. Today, right now. So one nation or people seem to be following God's laws. Another people seem to be completely against God's laws. Yet we are living in that nation that's completely against God's laws. Yet they're telling us that they are for God. Check this out. Thou shalt not steal. Does not America and Israel, when they go to these other nations, do they not steal their natural resources? Israel right now gets their diamonds from where?
Israel is the largest diamond exchange exporter, and the sale of diamonds directly funds its economy. Israel is directly behind the destabilization of Congo so that it can extract its resources.
Oh, look it up. I may have to put the video in. Okay, they ain't got no diamonds in Israel. They getting their diamonds from where? Right? In America, right? Come on, somebody. Gets all of its natural resources and oil from other countries. Even though America is sitting on its own oil, it still goes and steals oil from other places. And the Bible says in Exodus 20 and 15, thou shalt not steal. I'm trying to show you something real quick. America, the law of the land in America allows two men to get married. Lord, I'm preaching to somebody right now. That is literally the law of the land in all of Western cultural societies. Western societies is that gay marriage is allowed. However, in media, the Medes, Persia, the Middle East to this day, gay marriage is outlawed. All I'm saying is, could right be wrong and wrong be right? We've been told our whole lives that these people are Satan, but based on God's laws and his word, we have actually been living in the countries that have been following Satan, and it appears that they have been keeping more in line with God's laws than the lands that we are even living in. Here comes the king of the Medes. Here comes the king of the Medes, Exodus 21 and 16. I'm going to leave y'all with this one. And he that stealeth the man and selleth him, or if he be found in his hand, he shall surely be put to death. This is part of God's laws right here, talking about that if you steal a man, Lord, I'm preaching, and then sell him. Sound like slavery to me, right? And if you be found in possession of that man when God get here, oh my God, right? Here comes the king of the Medes. Because you go into some of these other scriptures, it tells why God is going to use the king of the Medes to destroy mystery Babylon. Oh my God, we going somewhere. Now, do not take this message, as I'm sure somebody is right now already taking this message, as a means to glorify the Medes or those nations over there. It's almost any time people hear that God can use a certain vessel or a certain nation, they think that they are supposed to glorify that nation or that vessel versus glorifying God. You only glorify God, the Most High, and his son, Christ. You do not glorify these nations or do not glorify these people just because God is going to use them in order to destroy mystery Babylon. However, this message is intended to help inform your perspective, to divulge to you the mysteries of this world. For you that have an ear to hear them, the Most High desires for you to be saved and for you to not perish with the nations. That's why it says, come out of her, my people, because so many of us right now are clinging to the nations, clinging to mystery Babylon, clinging to the beast, not knowing that they are not righteous and that their sins are piled up to the heavens. Come out of her, my people, the scripture says. Come out of her, my people, the scripture says. The hour has already come for you to wake up out of your slumber. The king of the Medes is on his way. The king of the Medes is on his way. Oh, my God, this is somebody's word. Come out of her, my people. Ah, the hour for you to wake up out of your slumber has already come. Hey, if you haven't already, send your tithe, offering, or donation to Cash App, Leo Dunson, or also to leodunson.com/donate, and may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. Jeremiah 51 and 27 through 29. Set up the standard in the land. Blow the trumpets among the nations. Oh my goodness. in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. Oh, okay, it's coming. It's coming. Blow the trumpets among the nation. Prepare the nations against her. I've been telling you that the nations are all about to go destroy Mystery Babylon. Haven't I said that? I've said it over and over again. Call together against her the kingdoms of all these different kingdoms. Appoint captains against her. Cause the horses to come up through rough caterpillars. Prepare her the nations. Look at this. With the king of the Medes. Oh my God. Prepare against her the nations. But make sure you bring the king of the Medes with you. Oh my God. They wait patiently over there, ain't they? The captains thereof and all the rulers thereof in the land of his dominion. And the land shall tremble and sorrow. For every purpose of the Lord shall be performed against Babylon, and make the land of Babylon desolate without inhabitation or without an inhabitant. And the reason why they're going to destroy Mystery Babylon today is because we got to put the real Israelites back in that land, so the fake ones got to go. The king of the Medes is on his way. Receive this message in the name of Christ. Shalom. Thank you for tuning in to Leo Dunson Ministries on YouTube. Don't forget to like and subscribe. For exclusive content, please go to leodunsonministries.com. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. If you would like to send an offering, please send it to leodunson.com/donate. You can also go to Cash App, money sign Leo Dunson.